Hey guys, before we get started, let me tell you about this amazing gift for the guys or the clean freak in your life. I'm a clean freak. The holiday shopping season is right around the corner, and we all know that men are notoriously hard to shop for. Like I think I told you guys on this other podcast, I always get my dad the same cologne, and I think I have since I was in like the first grade. It's hard. You have to check out Brush Hero, though. It's a super cool water-powered cleaning and detailing tool that's perfect for your favorite car lover, motorcyclist, or mountain biker. They're giving our listeners a special deal when you use the coupon code VINE. Plus, they have holiday specials all over brushhero.com. Here's why we love Brush Hero, okay? While originally designed as a fun, fast, and effective way to clean cars and bikes, it can really clean just about everything, like patio furniture, barbecues, tools, toys, you name it. It's easy and fun to use, and Brush Hero connects to any standard garden hose. The water pressure makes the brush move, and it's pretty awesome. You won't believe it's not electric because it's so powerful, it actually vibrates. Wow. They've got some really amazing car and motorcycle gift sets for all budgets, which include soaps, sprays, and accessories, specialty brushes, and microfiber towels. We are giving you $20 off any order over $100 when you use the code VINE at checkout. Holidays handled. Go visit brushhero.com and don't forget your coupon code VINE.
Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs,
taboo topics,
unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Hi, my little vinos. Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm really excited to get to my interview with Kane Brown. The guy is seriously talented, absolutely crushing it right now. But before we get to my podcast with Kane, I just wanted to take a moment to address, obviously, the big elephant in the room and the breakup. I'm going to try and get through this. I wish you guys could see me right now because I tried to make myself as comfortable as possible. I've got the fireplace going. I've got candles lit. I'm just sitting on my couch and I want to do this in the right way and with the right tone. And I know I may have disappointed some of you for not being the one to talk to you about it on my podcast or on social media. But to me, I just thought it would not have been fair to Sean or even myself if I were the one to announce it on my own, since this decision was made by the both of us. And just for the record, we did not get a dollar from announcing it on People. I didn't put a time frame on when I would address the breakup after the statement came out, but I just wanted to do it when it felt right. And I'm not sure that this even feels right now, but here we are. This was all so much harder than I thought it would be. And I was getting a lot of messages from people, you know, over the past few months saying, we know it's done, so just tell us. But to be honest, I guess I just wasn't ready to accept it until I was. And that is when we announced it, and it had to be on, you know, our timeline for our relationship and not what other people expected from us. Although I do understand that people want answers. That makes complete sense. It's actually just been a really hard few months now. I really did think we would get through it. When I did the podcast, I know back in the summer, I addressed the rumors, and there were a lot of rumors when I went to Canada, and I realized that we were in a crossroads in our relationship. But to be honest, I thought we would choose the road where we would end up together. I just never took our commitment or being engaged lightly at all. I had the mindset of doing whatever it took to make it work. And now realizing maybe to a fault, but I do believe that all the hardest moments in life, with all the hard moments in life come life lessons. And that's what I need to take from all of this. Sometimes you need to just take a moment and take a step back to think about what you are fighting for and if it makes sense for your long-term happiness. And I think Sean and I realized that there were some important fundamental values that weren't lining up. And some things we probably would never see eye to eye on, and we were left with no choice than to be honest with ourselves and with each other. And we are so lucky for the memories that we've created and all the beautiful moments that we had and what you saw on social media. And I really want to reiterate to people that what you saw on social media was real, and our relationship was real, and what we had was real love. But when it comes to roadblocks and, again, those fundamental values and getting through things together, I just don't think we were on the same page, and it's painful to admit that. And I just believe that you need that foundation and you need that partnership if it's going to last forever. And a part of me always felt like I was disappointing people with this breakup, and my heart just aches, and I knew this part was going to be hard because knowing Tucker, that isn't, I mean, this is all hard, but I think I've been grieving this for a while, and just knowing that Tucker isn't in my home anymore. Sorry. Sometimes I feel like he was almost the glue to our relationship. And I love that. I clearly love that dog so much, but I will still see him. I'm like staring at his dog bed that he didn't even ever use in front of the fireplace, but it's just, sorry. I was going to try and get through this without crying, but I will see Tucker still. There's no way I could not. And I will cherish every second with that dog. So you will still see him on my social media. I need to take a breath. Sorry. This is so challenging to just sit here on the couch and talk about this out loud. Like, I mean, you don't just sit on your couch and talk about these kinds of things out loud to yourself while hitting the record button and sharing it with so many people. But I mean, I like to be vulnerable with you guys. Anyways, I know a lot of you are and have been very invested in our relationship, which is why I felt that it was important to address this today. I also wanted to say thank you to everyone who has respected this decision and for all the kind messages. I know that there are so many bright days ahead, and in a weird way, as much as I was dreading releasing that statement and accepting that it was the end, it has let me close the door on that thought of forever and start envisioning my new future ahead. Which I am excited about, and I hope from all of this I can choose to look forward and not in the rearview mirror at what it could have been and what could have been different. And I just hope through this time I can help other women who might be going through a hard time, or men too, like just knowing that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that you always have to choose the right path for you and for your own happiness. And even if that means battling heartbreak or hard times, I hope and know I can always share my feelings through this platform and through my podcast, and you guys can laugh and cry with me or at me. And I do know deep down in my, I have a lot of self-love, and I do know that I will find happiness, and I'm excited for that, and I will get through this. And my best friend's mom, who does have some medical challenges, has such a great analogy for going through tough times. She calls hard times like a blip. It's just a blip in your life. You know, she went through retirement, and now she's having these medical issues, and it's just a blip. It's a blip. It's a bump in the road, and everyone is going to have blips through their whole lives and on many different levels. And I think it's just always about how you choose to get through them. And I think back to tough times in my life and how I did always get through them, sometimes thinking I wouldn't, sometimes knowing I would. And just, I think we're all stronger than we think we are. And I do believe that we can all get through anything. And heartbreak is such a crazy thing, because it really feels like a loss. Like, you have to grieve a relationship. You have to grieve missing a person in your life. Sean was my best friend. And you're grieving a relationship. So anyone who's going through something similar, or just anything in your life, like my grandma always said, this too shall pass, and you will be stronger from it, and I will be okay. And I promise you, I am very excited for my future. I've got a lot going on and a lot of good people in my life. And Sean and I will remain friends, and Tucker will remain in my life because he will live forever. Okay. Just putting that out there. Tucker is just a freak of a dog who will live forever. So thank you guys for listening. And again, for all of your support. And I hope this sharing this has given you some sort of not closure, but understanding. And now we can get to my interview with Kane, who is not a man of many words, but he's so talented. And I hope you guys enjoy this interview. Thank you. Hey, by the way, guys, just wanted to let you know that you and everyone else in this world is beautiful. You know who else feels that way? One of my favorites, Ulta Beauty. Ulta Beauty believes that beauty is limitless, and they celebrate the possibilities in each person and the notion that everyone has the potential to be whatever or whomever they want to be. You guys know I always love to express myself through fashion, all those fun things. That's why I'm tweaking my looks and trying new stuff all the time. Remember I did freckles? Yeah, loved it. Well, what better place to go to create my new look than Ulta Beauty? When I go, I can discover a world of beautiful possibilities, and it doesn't hurt that they have over 20,000 of the best products across makeup, fragrance, hair care, and skincare. I can choose from hundreds of my favorite brands. They even provide hair, skin, and brow services. Talk about convenience. I can walk out with all of my products already looking like the new me. So whether you're ready to run the town, rock your look, or tell your story, Ulta Beauty is here to help you show it to the world, because at Ulta Beauty, they know that you're not here to get beautiful. You're here because you already are. Visit UltaBeauty.com to learn more and find a store near you. That's ULTA.com. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Okay, welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Today, I'm joined by country music singer-songwriter Kane Brown. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Yeah.
You just had a listening party.
Mm-hmm.
How did it go?
It was good.
Yeah, you had fun? You're killing it right now.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you know that. I'm a very big fan of your music. And I feel like you have a really classic country voice, but you're so edgy that it's like very refreshing. And I just really enjoy your stuff.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. I wanted to start off by asking you, what is your least favorite question to be asked? Is there one question that you're like, oh my gosh, every time?
Oh, I feel like every question.
No, but I can tell you that I plead the fifth.
Because they're all like typical and
yeah. I mean, it's just people trying to get to know me.
Yeah.
It's always the same thing.
You just feel like you're like on autopilot, like just repeating yourself all the time with the same. Yeah.
I mean, every artist though.
That is. And I'm probably going to ask you some of those questions, but I always want to know if there's ever one specific one, because some people have one. But anyways, so do people like always think it's so crazy that you sing? This is probably one of your questions, that because you're like got the tattoos, and are they surprised when you're like, no, I'm a country singer? And have you always been a country singer?
Oh yeah. Usually people think I'm a rapper. And but yeah, I've always been into country music.
Since you were little?
Yeah. My mom, first song I ever knew is I Like It, I Love It by Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
My mom used to love Shania Twain and Sugarland. My papa was a huge Conway Twitty fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. And you kind of have an interesting story about how you kind of entered the country music world.
Yeah.
And it was through social media, which I say all the time, the power of social media is insane. But was it YouTube or Facebook?
Facebook.
Tell me that story.
Yeah, I was working at FedEx, and I wasn't really trying to be an artist. I was just, you know, having fun and putting up cover videos, and one day they went viral. So I decided to kind of run with it. And
yeah. How long did that take? Like, what was that transition time from like when you just put something out on Facebook to when it came?
It was probably a year before it went viral.
Yeah. That's crazy. Were you shocked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How many views did it get like in one?
I think You Still Love You Sober. Because what happened was I did Check Yes or No by George Strait, and it got like 11 million. I wrote You Still Love You Sober, and it got like 37 million views.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That is crazy. And then you won an award, didn't you, for without a label or anything?
No.
What was the one? I feel like I was at the Country Music Awards or something.
I won CMT Awards.
CMT Awards. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. And were you guys, did you go to school together, you and Lauren Elena?
Yeah, we grew up since middle school.
Oh, that's crazy. Did you always keep in touch, or did you just kind of come back into being friends through this world?
Yeah, I didn't talk to her for about a year or two, and she was doing her thing in American Idol, and then ran into her at the mall. She came up, I had some food, and she took a bite of my food. And
really?
Yeah, we just got linked up by that.
That's so funny. And then you have an album. By the time this comes out, you have a new album that's on November 9th. I don't think you know what you're doing to me, God. My heart keeps giving a beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between you and me. Let's lose it. Can you tell us about that album?
Yeah, I just really, I worked hard on it. When my first album, I didn't really know what I was doing. We were kind of rushed into it. I only wrote 7 of the 11 songs. And this one, I wrote 11 of the 12. I knew really where I wanted to go and just make my live show better. And really just try and bring some of the old school instruments back into country music.
Mm-hmm.
And also use like a little new sound. I don't feel like anybody's really doing that with old school and new school. We just kind of called it experiment.
That's cool. Yeah, my dad and I were listening to some of your stuff on the way over here because I wanted to show him, because he likes old school country and we've always grown up listening to country.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I feel like you'd really like his stuff, which he did.
Oh, awesome.
Because your album's called Experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And you wrote 11 of the 12 songs. So is it more like about your kind of situations, like you're singing about your life and your stories?
Yeah, well, I just got married, so it was basically just...
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was basically just writing about... You know, love songs, how it's feeling. I feel like the world needed more love, so.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah, congratulations. Your wife's beautiful.
Where is she gone?
She's out there. She's so beautiful. And her name's Caitlin. Great name. Where did you guys get married? People loved your, that's like when I wrote, reached out to my Twitter followers and listeners, they were like, I want to hear all about his wedding and how he proposed. And people wanted to know where it was.
It was in Nashville.
It was. Yeah. It was really beautiful. Where did you, or are you saying where it was?
It was at Mint Springs Farms.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was really, your pictures are really beautiful. And does she inspire a lot of your music then?
Oh, yeah.
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 That's, how did you guys meet?
We met at a show down in Florida. She wasn't a fan or anything, but we were working with a mutual friend.
Yeah.
They were in Miami. She was a recording artist as well. And he was like, I'm going to this show, and begged her to come. She didn't want to come.
Yeah.
And then she ended up going. And we didn't talk at all the first night.
Yeah.
And then we went to Topgolf. We still didn't talk. And then I slid into her DM.
Oh!
And I was like, you should come hang out in Nashville.
Yeah.
And then she never left.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, where's she from?
She's from Philadelphia.
Oh, she's from Philadelphia. Oh, and how long have you guys been together?
About 3 years now.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. Okay, so since your album is called Experiment, I'm going to play a game with you, okay?
Okay.
It's called, would you experiment with this or that? And you just have to pick one of the two, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather experiment with tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos.
Would you rather experiment with hair dye or hair extensions? Like a
Definitely
wig?
Hair dye.
Hair dye?
Yeah.
Okay. Singing in a new genre or getting into acting?
I would say both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You think you'd be a good actor? I think you would.
Probably not.
No.
We could try.
No, you'd have a very specific character you'd need to play, but you would nail that character. That's what would happen. Yeah. Do you ever sing any other genres, or are you just like always been country?
I just like music in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Babies or dogs?
I like both.
Yeah, me too. But, would you rather experiment in the bedroom or in the kitchen?
I'm going to say kitchen.
People are covering their mouth. I asked before I said that question.
I said kitchen.
Yeah, he said kitchen. Well, that's all you need to say. But I'm like, on that note, let's transition into confessions. You were prepped, right? You know to confess to me.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I do. I make people uncomfortable, so get used to it. I don't think you like this, but we're going to do it. We're gonna confess. I'll tell you mine first just to make you feel comfortable because it's pretty embarrassing.
All right.
The other day, I really needed my dog to eat his food, and he wasn't eating. And then I was like, I'm actually pretty curious what it tastes like. So I got down because he always wants to eat what I'm eating, but he never wants to eat his own food. So I got down on my hands and knees and I tried a bite of his food and I tried a bite, but then I pretended the rest of the time just to get him to eat.
Yeah.
But I ate it. I ate the dog food.
Awesome.
It's not good.
There you go.
No! Good Lord! We would have accepted Bow Wow or Ruff.
Is that embarrassing?
Kibbles?
No, it was actually a prescription food too, which probably isn't the best for me, but...
Yeah.
Helps your joints and bones, so we'll see. Okay, what's yours?
A confession?
Yeah. Something you just want to get off your chest so I can wash away your sins with my wine.
I don't know. I don't really have any confessions.
What? You have no confessions. No embarrassing stories.
Not really.
You didn't, like, trip and fall in front of a bunch of people on stage ever?
Mm-mm.
What?
Knock on wood. Not yet.
No, you have to. That makes for a good story. Nothing embarrassing's happened to you on stage?
I mean, I forget my lyrics every once in a while.
Oh, so what do you do in that situation?
I tell them I forgot my lyrics.
Oh. Yeah. I always wonder that with people doing live performances. Like, what if you all of a sudden just started, like, choking in the middle of a song or, like...
I've done that, too.
You have?
Yeah.
And then you're honest with everybody? You're like, sorry, I just choked?
Yeah. You pull the mic away and just keep going.
Oh. You kind of just figure out. I always think about that. So you forgot your lyrics. There you go. That's a confession. Yeah.
Right.
You're forgiven.
Thank you.
We can all agree that a key to a happy relationship is communication, especially in that bedroom. Unfortunately, sometimes that can be easier said than done, or maybe you just don't have enough time to accomplish your goals. It's no secret many men want to last longer in the bed and help satisfy their partner. We all know the classic tricks to distract from enjoying the moment. Baseball statistics, anyone? Well, luckily for us, KY Duration is here to help the men last longer. KY Duration is an endurance enhancer which helps men temporarily prolong the time until ejaculation, so no more tapping out early. We women ought to be getting what we want. Everyone ought to be getting what we want. KY Duration is designed by the expert at KY, so you can trust it has FDA-approved active ingredients for him to help take control and extend the pleasure for both. Certainly sounds like a good time to me. And with the long Thanksgiving weekend coming up, for Americans at least, what better way to keep the fun going? You can pick up your KY Duration today at all major mass retailers, drugstores, and grocery stores, as well as online with Amazon. KY Duration is an OTC product. Use as directed. KY Duration. It's time to get what you want.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Sometimes in your life, you need to hit the reset button. And Life Reboot on Podcast One's got you covered. It's time for you to live your best life. And hosts Leah Messer, Lindsay Riley, and Brian Scott are here to give you the tools you need to empower yourself and live life to the fullest.
And when you're in a place of self-worth, that's when you don't feel that need to kind of put people down and to judge other people for where they're at. It's kind of just like, this isn't right for my life.
Check out Life Reboot every Wednesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
So I went on Twitter. I asked listeners if they had any questions for you. And a woman named Terry Harris said that she was at your concert Labor Day weekend and talked about your tribute to your mom and the bullying that you suffered, and said it was very inspirational and really wanted to hear. She wanted everybody that listens to hear that story.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I grew up with kind of a poor family.
Mm-hmm.
And single mom. She had me and my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in a trailer on a farm for a little while. I went through child abuse. Went through getting called the N-word growing up.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't meet my dad till I was 16.
Do you feel like that helped you get to where you are, like light a fire under your ass or like whatever it is? Do you feel like that inspired you to like just keep going? And
yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel like everything I went through just kind of made me stronger for today.
Because
once you get like a little exposure, you know, all the haters come out.
Oh, so. Of course. Well, that was going to be one of my other questions, because I know you feel very like you're connected to your fans and people feel really connected to you. And I think you seem very like humble and authentic and real, and just it is what it is. And then how do you deal with when you see all that online with all of a sudden people are coming out and trolling you just for being like a talented young artist? Like how do you ignore that and pay attention to still stay connected to your fans that love you?
I mean, honestly, if you're a hater, then you ain't doing anything for me. So,
right.
You know, why should I give your input, two thoughts.
Right.
So
see, and I need to take a little page out of your book because I fire back.
Yeah, I used to.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my fans are so like loyal that if anybody does anything, especially on Facebook, then you have hundreds of my fans that go on to defend me.
That's true. That's, I mean, that happens like for people that have a lot of followers is they've got like their little army behind them. Yeah. So sometimes you don't even need to fire back because you've got a whole team of people that'll do it for you. And then you're like, perfect. So I just wanted to get to some questions from listeners.
Okay.
People love you. Like I reach out on Twitter and usually people write some questions. Usually it's bachelor people or whatever. I said that you were coming on the podcast and it was like the most questions I've ever gotten. So I won't keep it too long, but Lauren Renard wants to know if you could listen to one album for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I mean, I'm going to have to say Experiment by Kane Brown. No,
shameless plug.
Yeah.
Perfect. Me too.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. But like, was there one in like your childhood or something you still nostalgic go back to and love?
I don't know. I would probably say maybe Tim McGraw's, Greatest Hits album probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that one. Brian D'Angelo, I never know how to say people's names, wants to know if you will be having anyone duet What If with your upcoming tour.
Will I have anybody?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No? Okay.
Unless Lauren decides to come out.
Who are you? You have an upcoming tour?
Mm-hmm.
When is that?
It starts in January.
January? And people can go on your website and find the tour dates?
Yep.
Yeah. And Brent Bejan. Whoa, that's two guys in a row. Usually all females reach out with questions, but I didn't even know guys listen to this podcast. Brent wants to know what your favorite album cover is. Oh, the art. The album cover art when you were growing up or now.
My favorite from anybody?
Yeah.
I might say, was it Bruno Mars where he had the monkeys on the front?
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
I love Bruno Mars. Caitlin Malachi wants to know what motivates you during rough times?
I don't know. Like I said, I learned how to just stay positive.
Yeah.
So I don't really have any negative times. I run from them. I know it sounds crazy.
Well, no. But do you use things probably to like music, obviously, to help you. But that's probably, since you were young, you've been dealing with that. So you've probably learned how to do it, what works for you in a healthy way.
Yeah.
Andrea P. wants to know how you proposed.
The proposal was awful.
Oh.
It was during Easter. And she was at home. She didn't think we were going to get to spend Easter together. And I told her I had a surprise. And we were coming through. She lives in Philly. So I parked my tour bus outside her house and went inside. And she thought that was a surprise as I showed up. So she started crying when I got there. And then I told her mom. Her mom knew the whole time.
Yeah.
So her mom was going to, she was like, I'm going to have rose petals down here for whenever y'all wake up. And I won't be here. So y'all have the house y'all sells. And but I just couldn't wait. So she had a Amityville Horror on when I showed up. That was my mom's favorite movie.
Yeah.
So I asked her why Amityville Horror was on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she said yeah.
So. Oh, that's so cute.
No. Really.
Why do you know it? You could have told me that you didn't remember it and it was like the worst, and I would be like, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I think all proposals are cute. And I saw your truck out there.
Oh, that's my baby.
That's insane. That, like, how do you even get in that thing? How does your wife get in that thing?
It lowers down.
Oh, it does. Oh, that's you've been working on that for a while. That's, if anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about, like, go to your Instagram. It's on there. That was, I was like, when I pulled up, I told my dad, I'm like, that's his truck. I could never get in that thing, but it lowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you always wanted a truck like that? Do people know that's your truck? Like when they see you, like when you drive down Nashville, are people like, that's,
Yeah. My other trucks, it's pretty popular because I posted on Instagram, a bunch of truck pages posted. This name's Rex.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go to like to Chattanooga, back to my hometown, everybody follows me.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Do people just stalk you and take your pictures? Do you, did paparazzi bother country singers?
Yeah, I get TMZ in New York.
Really?
And stuff every once in a while.
Oh, that's cool. Do you hate that stuff?
I thought it was cool. I was like, oh, I made it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm doing something right. Ashley Spencer said that her and her fiance have been to every concert of yours for 3 years when you come to Indiana, and wants to know what Chris Young was like to tour with.
Chris is awesome. We're basically the same person, real low-key and laid back. And he was just a great mentor.
Yeah, and she also wanted to know, what the craziest thing on the road has been, like craziest story.
I don't really have any crazy stories.
Yeah, I don't feel like you would.
Yeah, I literally, you know, a lot of people in Nashville was asking some of the riders that came out with me. They're like, he just parties all the time, don't he? And they're like, not really. Like,
no.
He just, you know, I'll drink a few beers and play cornhole. Like, that's my stuff.
Oh, that's a great game. Yeah. I played that all growing up. But I think people just associate, like, musicians with partying.
Yeah.
Which is silly, but I feel like, because a lot of them do. But that was another. Cassie Olson wanted to know if you've ever had like a funny encounter with a fan, the funniest encounter. People have the funniest questions. Like, they just want to know these little behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I've signed a couple foreheads.
A couple foreheads?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Sign my forehead. Well, then they could take a good selfie and post it, and then they have it forever.
And then it'd be backwards.
Well, they could flip the camera.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. That's foreheads. That's interesting. Never heard that one before. Alana Lee wants to know your favorite song to perform and why.
I would say probably Heaven and What Is, just because they're my two number ones.
Mm-hmm. And people probably just go nuts when they hear them.
Yeah. But other than that, I'd probably say I played a couple songs last night off the new album. So yeah. It was really fun just getting to play new music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Heather Cummings wants to know what advice you would give your younger self.
I'd probably say just, you know,
keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. Cause it works. You're like, P.S. it works in the end. That's pretty much all the questions, but wanted to, ask you if you had any jokes.
Have any jokes?
Yeah.
I'm not really funny.
You're not a big joke guy. I can tell.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. A C, an E flat, and a G walk into a bar, and the bartender shows them the door and says, sorry, we don't serve minors here. Thank you. Thank God I have your crew here laughing at my jokes. I'm like, give me a pity laugh. Just give me a good bit. You're smiling.
Yeah, I'm
that
smiling.
Helps. That helps. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about your music, or where you're going on tour, or where people can find you on social media, and anything exciting coming up that you want to just talk about?
Yeah, we got an album coming out. We got a tour coming up in January.
I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Anything you say, fifth. Go ahead, ask me a question.
Did you?
Fifth.
Where's your favorite city that you tour to?
I don't know. I got a couple favorite states.
Yeah.
Like Ohio, Michigan, mm-hmm. Indiana, of course, Georgia and Tennessee.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah. I bet you.
Those are the rowdiest.
Yeah. The rowdiest, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you guys love the thrill of an escape room? I've done an escape room once. Actually, it was on the show. I loved every second of it. I'm that kind of person. Looking for clues, solving puzzles. I love it. Well, now you can bring the mystery home. Introducing Hunt-A-Killer, your new favorite obsession. Hunt-A-Killer is a monthly subscription where you become a detective immersed in a murder mystery. I love this idea. Each month, a fictional serial killer will send you cryptic clues, objects, and letters so that you can actually use them to solve the crime in real time. It's so interactive and convincing that it looks and feels real. Hunt-A-Killer is perfect to play solo, as a date night, or for a game night with friends so you can exchange theories. You can even join their online community, working with other people who are at the same point in the story as you. There's over 60,000 people who have joined Hunt-A-Killer's online community, and they have over 1,000 five-star customer reviews. I love this because I just love having game nights. Everybody knows I like to host parties and play games. So this is absolutely perfect for me. It's just the box that I received. It's so cool. It's exciting. It's engaging. I love how unique the game is. And it feels like you're being put into a show that you can touch and feel. It's just unlike any other game. And right now for our listeners, you can go to huntakiller.com/vine for 10% off your first box. They can only accept 200 members per day. So hurry and take advantage of this offer. That's huntakiller.com/vine for 10% off your first box. huntakiller.com/vine. See if you have what it takes to get in the mind of a serial killer and solve the mystery. Okay, well, that's all I have for you.
Okay.
Was that pretty easy? And do you have a question over there? What? Oh, you have a confession for him.
Not really a confession.
Well,
I can't really do it that way.
Okay, it doesn't have to be a confession. Just something that people don't know about you that you want. You can moonwalk?
I'm practicing the moonwalk.
Oh, you're practicing.
Yeah.
I can kind of moonwalk.
Can you?
Yeah. I can help you with your moonwalk if you'd like.
All right.
I mean, too bad this is a podcast so people can't see us do it, but I will actually help you with a moonwalk.
All right.
I'll give you, there's a little trick and how you move your neck when you do it that tricks people into thinking your feet are doing something that they're not.
Yeah.
It's an optical illusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you.
All right.
But I want to see it. I feel like we have to do like a little video so that when we promote the podcast, we'll show you doing your moonwalk.
If you do your moonwalk.
Yeah.
And then they can compare them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll do a little side by side. Who did it better?
Yeah.
Who did the moonwalk better? Well, now I just feel like I want to turn to your team and be like, what else you got for me? You can play Guitar Hero with your feet?
Yes, you can.
Everyone's saying yes, you can. You can?
You know, it was when I was younger.
Oh, so yeah. You just grow out of something like that?
Yeah.
Well,
I had to practice.
Do you have a video of yourself doing this?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you good?
I was decent.
Wow, with your feet. Do you play Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Okay, so my listeners know this about me, but when I lived in Germany, I actually got an addiction to Call of Duty. Like, I wouldn't leave the house. I wouldn't... There's my confession, but I've already confessed this, but I would get so greasy and, like, just, like, forget to shower because I was so addicted to playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And I would wear the headset and everything, but everybody was yelling at me in, like, German, but I just thought... I was like, whatever. I was living in Germany, and it's just how bored I was.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't speak the language. I was not in a city where people spoke. Like, it wasn't touristy. It was just... It was Nuremberg, and I was like, well, I might as well take up playing video games. And so I did, and I was good. Like, my kill-to-death ratio was not bad.
What was it?
Well, like 36 to 4.
Ain't bad.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks. What's yours?
Well, I have like a 1.52.
Oh. So you're like really good. I feel like my listeners are like, what's Call of Duty? What's your is that your favorite game?
I have a couple. I like to play 2K, Madden, FIFA, PUBG, and I've been playing Call of Duty and Red Dead Redemption.
Do you have like a name that people know is you, or do you go like under an alias name? Like, could people find you and be like, I'm playing Kane Brown?
Yeah. It's Sly Ghost Rambo.
Oh.
Yeah. That's weird. I was just trying to come up with a name, and I use my dog. His name's Rambo.
Oh, perfect. What kind of dog do you have?
Oh, I have two. I have an Old English Bulldog and a Presa Canario.
Oh, amazing. I love dogs. Okay, well, that's all. If there's anything else you want to tell me, I'm going to keep looking at your team, but...
I have a tour coming.
Yep.
Up.
It's called...
Live Forever.
And you sold out...
We sold out the Magic Arena.
That's insane. It's Congratulations. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you deserve that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else?
Thank you, fans. No, I'm just kidding. For real. I always thank my fans, though.
I think
my fans know I love them. Yeah. I wouldn't be here without them.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do know that because a lot of when I did go to get people's questions, like a lot of people, that was their comments that you appreciate your fans and how connected they feel. So, yeah. Shout out to Kane Brown's fans because you guys are loyal and legit.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here.
Thanks
thank you for taking the
me.
Time and good luck on your tour and congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
And where can people find your music?
I think everywhere.
Google my name, Caitlin.
You'll find it
everywhere.
I just.
And Instagram, social media, are you like, you're pretty active on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instagram's Kane Brown_music. Twitter's Kane Brown and Facebook's Kane Brown.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Again, congratulations. I'm Caitlin Bristow and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Sponsor review for this week's Off the Vine are Ulta Beauty, The Possibilities Are Beautiful, KY Duration, Extend Both Your Pleasure, pick up KY Duration today. Brush Hero, visit brushhero.com, use code VINE for $20 off orders over $100, and Hunt a Killer. Go to huntakiller.com/vine for 10% off your first box.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.